What is good? 91.1 WEDM. It is your boy DJ Rello. It is a wonderful Thursday morning here. I'm in the studio with the one and only Mr. Salemi. How you doing today, Mr. Salemi?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, man. Another morning of school, I guess. But it's good, man.
Another day, another dollar, right?
Of course. But I don't make money for coming to school. But, you know, it is what it is, though. But, so it's been about 3 weeks here at Warren Central for my junior year. What year is this for you teaching?
This is my 26th year teaching, and this is the 25th at Warren Central.
So how's this week's been, your first couple weeks of school?
It's been great. I like my classes. The students have been really good. I think things have changed over the last, you know, the last 2 years with COVID and everything. I'm not exactly sure the students were really prepared for regular school last year, and it kind of showed with some of the attitudes. However, this year, things are definitely more on track.
Well, this is why we are here today, because this is beyond the classroom. So I'm just here to ask you a couple questions as a person, not just only as a teacher, because that's, I mean, students only look as teachers as teachers and not past teacher life. So I just wanted to ask you a couple personal questions.
Sure.
If that's fine with you.
Sure.
So do you do like any other hobbies besides teaching? Like fishing?
No, probably my biggest hobbies are traveling, or I guess I should say going to my kids' games, being involved in their lives. As far as my oldest son plays soccer at Hanover, my daughter plays soccer at Perry Meridian High School, and my son just started IUPUI, so he just finished playing sports at Perry. But hanging out with my kids, watching them play sports, then traveling. I guess if I'm going to be a good dad, I should say it that way. But I do like to travel, and then I follow sports. Sports is probably a hobby, movies, that sort of thing. ND football, anything Chicago-related in pro sports. I get sometimes roped into fantasy football leagues, fantasy baseball leagues.
So you mentioned movies, like me and DJ Mac, we just did a top five podcast on our top five movies.
Okay.
So what is your number one movie, like, all time?
My all-time favorite movie is probably Godfather 2, but I'm not necessarily married to any one particular movie. When you talk about the best movies, like Shawshank Redemption is really good. Green Mile is really good. Godfather 2, obviously, like I said. There's just, I'm a big fan of movies. I'm a movie buff. I even like bad movies to some degree. There's things about it that are interesting. But yeah, it's hard to say. I'd say Godfather 2 is probably my favorite all-time movie.
I've only seen Green Mile. Green Mile is a good movie. Recently watched that movie.
And it's easy to rewatch it. I mean, it's a movie where you can pick it up at any time and just start watching it again.
Yeah, I just recently watched that movie. But, yeah, so you mentioned that your kids play sports. I know you did a little coaching back, like, I don't know how long ago that was.
It was back in the day. I coached baseball here for a couple years, and that was way back in like 99, 2000, 2001. Then I was a JV softball coach here up until like 2008. And I applied for the varsity job, and they didn't give it to me. So then I started coaching my son's travel baseball team, and that took up my time until about 2015. And then I stopped all together and just watched. No more planning, no more coaching, no more getting thrown out of games, none of that. Just be a dad in the stands and relax.
So what got you into like coaching? Like, what made you wanted to coach?
I love sports. I like competition, and coaching's just teaching in another area. Coaches are good teachers. Good teachers should be good coaches if they understand sports, but a good coach is a teacher.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, but yesterday we was talking about teaching careers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was like, I could be a coach, but I don't know if I could be a teacher. I don't know. It's weird, but.
Well, the only difference, like, coaching, obviously, there's homework involved. Depending on what sport you're talking about, you're either watching game film or you're coming up with strategy. If it's football, it's plays. But if it's baseball, you're trying to strategize, how do I maximize my talent versus this team if this team has more talent than me? If they have a better pitcher, a stud pitcher, how are we going to get on base? How are we going to work a run? How are we going to work the counts? It's just not homework as in grading papers.
Right.
But there's a lot of similarities between good coaching, good teaching. People may not want to be a classroom teacher, but if you're a good coach, you are teaching something.
For sure, for sure. So did you play any sports?
I played. So growing up, I played baseball and soccer were my two main sports. I played basketball and I played football for 1 year. And then I moved to Indianapolis. And when I moved to Indianapolis, I moved to Carmel. So my sporting life sort of took a hit because playing at Carmel isn't the same as playing in Sycamore where I grew up. So right. Baseball was the last sport I played before I quit sports altogether.
Baseball. Yeah. I played football, basketball, and I wrestled. That's the only sports I played. I had to end up letting go of basketball because wrestling and basketball, it's like in the same season.
Oh, yeah. And wrestling's a huge commitment throughout the year. Like, there is no downtime anymore. In general, there's really no downtime, but wrestling's always been that sort of thing where there's no downtime.
Yeah, and I just recently gave up football, too, so that's another thing, but yeah.
I had to give up football early. I wasn't very good, so it was probably in my best interest not to continue playing.
But as you were saying, your family, you have a wife, you're married.
Yeah, I met my wife in 93 in Vienna, Austria. So next year will be 30 years that we've been together. We got married in 98, so this year is our, 24th wedding anniversary.
Okay. It's only me and my brother. Well, then, I got my mom and my dad. They've been married for, I think, 17, 18 years, something like that. But, yeah, I only have one brother. He wrestled in high school. He went to LC, though.
Oh, well.
So, yeah.
That doesn't really count.
You know what I mean?
That's like JV wrestling over at Warren Central. That's not the real thing.
For sure. Love Warren. But, yeah. So, what's your favorite food that it's like your wife cook or even like restaurant? Like?
So, my wife doesn't cook. I do all the cooking at my house.
Right.
My favorite food, man, that's a loaded question because there's so many things I like. I guess so. If we're going out to eat, I want to go to a sushi place because I don't make sushi. Anything that's Italian, we rarely ever go out for Italian food because I make Italian. So, like if I want lasagna, I make lasagna. If I want pizza, I make pizza.
Unfortunately, man, we had the interview a little bit short. We had some computer difficulties. But no worries, man. This is Beyond the Classroom with your boy DJ Rello, a.k.a. Kyra LaVille. And, hey, more to come. That was the first episode. But we got more to come here on 91.1 WEDM. Stay tuned for more on Beyond the Classroom.